Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Mehilchus Shabbos. We're learning Chal Zayin, and we're about to start Klal Tes, the Siman Tes. Chayyot talks about the halacha of what we call Ma'avra Sedra, the din of Shnei Mekrevecha Targum. So this is Siman Resh Pei Hei in the Shulchan Aruch, and he condenses the whole Siman into one paragraph. So we're going to read the paragraph that he points, and then we could probably add a few points which he did not touch upon to clarify the union. First thing he says, Chayav kol adam lehashlim haparashiyos yom hatzibur, shnayim mikra v'chatargum. So the Mora's language is that the person should always do this. The language of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chayadim following the language of the Shulchan Aruch, points out that this is not just a nice thing to do. It's a chiyav which Chazar or Masakin that one has to do. That a person should be mashim the parsha each week. She should be complete the parsha together with the tzibur. So besides what the kriya that you have with the tzibur, a person should do it on their own. Should complete the parsha with the tzibur, and it should be shnayim mikra v'echad targum. It should be each pasuk twice together with the targum. I'm not discussing the actual order how you do it, but the whole parsha is read twice. Every pasuk in the parsha is read twice. And every pasuk, the targum, you read the targum of that as well. L'chadchila, when should you do this? So the Chayyadim says, he holds l'chadchila yashim b'erev Shabbos. The preferred time is to complete it before Shabbos starts. Al kaponim, if a person did not complete it before Shabbos starts, person should complete it before the Suda Shabbos day. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah min hamufkar shiyashlim so kadem sheyach l'b'Shabbos. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit less strong than the language of the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim sounds like you must do this before the Suda. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is it's the preferred way of doing it. But it's not ma'akev. A person should not eat until he's yashlim. The Mishabura points out, if that would mean the person will not eat before chatzos, so that's not that he shouldn't do. He should eat before chatzos, and he'll finish the parsha later on. V'imloy hishlim, if a person was not successful in completing the parsha before he ate the suda in the morning, however, yashlim ala mincha. Mincha is when you start reading the new kriya of the coming week, so therefore you're no longer focusing on the previous week's kriya, you're starting moving towards the next week's kriya, so then your chiyuv is the mash in the parsha with the tzibur. So the tzibur really finished in the morning. So you know what? If you didn't finish it the same time as the tzibur did before you start your meal, it's like you're finishing it with the tzibur. The tzibur is going to start moving on to the next thing, so you better finish it before the tzibur moves on to the next thing. So the person should be mashlim it before mincha. That's called being mashlim together with the tzibur, finishing it together at the same time as the tzibur. Ubidiyevid, ad yom dalu b'Shabbos. If a person did not complete it before mincha, he should complete it before the beginning of the fourth day of the week. Because the idea is to complete it with the tzibur, so as long as you can say what you're doing is connected back to the previous Shabbos, it's like you finished together with the tzibur. So where do you see that? The Yom Aleph Beis Gimel Mikri La'acher Shabbos. In regards to Habdallah, b'di'evad, a person is allowed to say Habdallah on the first 3 days of the week, because we refer to those days is that that's not belonging to the upcoming new Shabbos. They belong to the previous Shabbos. So once the Yom Dalah starts, it's already considered Kardim Shabbos, Lifnei Shabbos. So you're really focusing on the coming week, the coming Shabbos. So it's too late to say Havdalah. So that halacha by Havdalah, the person B'di'eva can say Havdalah. So Yom Gimel tells me we look at this these days as connected back to the previous Shabbos. So a person completes it before that point in time. It's as if they've completed it in conjunction with the previous Shabbos, which was the time of the tzibur read. He's fulfilled his halacha of being mashim im atzibur. But the Eved, look upon him, asim pasara shos mashim im atzibur. So we can maybe say another pshat in the Gemara. So tell him we're saying that being mashim im atzibur means regards to Shabbos. So we say have three ways that we can say that. It means together with the time they finish it in the morning, before they start the next thing in the afternoon, or before they move on to the next week, the next Shabbos, which is later in the week. This pshat says, no, you haven't got it all wrong. It's not referring to finishing it together with the Shabbos. It's when Klal Yisrael finishes the Sefer Torah, through Kriyas HaTorah, you've also completed, have read it personally. So a totally different pshat than the other three pshatim, a different angle than the other three pshatim. So a person should finish it by a simchas Torah. Okay, and the next point, it really needs a lot of clarification, so let's leave it for the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.